but the seed of life is sown. Grant us, Lord, the living outflow. May thy life through us be seen. Through us as thy living vessel, wicked people from within.
Amen. Amen.
May our living be the preaching,
making
Christ to others known.
Amen.
The word of doctrine preaching,
but the seed of life be sown.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, the seed of life be sown.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Keep us always abiding.
Amen.
In the Lord.
Amen.
As the branches fruit to bear.
Amen.
By thy inner life outflowing.
Amen.
With others we may share.
Amen.
Living outflow.
Amen.
May thy life through us be seen.
Amen.
Thy living vessel.
Amen.
People from within.
Amen. Jesus.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Causes people to believe.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, bless our coming together this morning.
Amen.
Oh, our spirits will get stirred up.
Amen.
Lord, to participate in this living outflow.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Oh, do release the inner life outflowing.
Amen.
Oh, from us to one another.
Amen.
Amen.
Is such a testimony.
Amen.
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 Amen. All your heavenly kingdom.
Amen.
All the earth.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
You are the vine and we are the branches.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, we're no longer under the authority of darkness.
Amen.
Thank you. We have been transferred.
Amen.
Into the kingdom of the Son of your love.
Amen.
Oh, we have been constituted your kingdom people.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we have been constituted as your kingdom people.
Amen.
Oh, you establish a realm, a kingdom among us.
Amen.
Oh, we are under your ruling.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
The kingdom was sown into us.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
For transferring us from darkness to light.
Amen.
Out of the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of the sons of his love.
Amen.
Amen.
From darkness to light.
Amen.
From the authority of Satan to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
From the authority of Satan to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. This morning.
Amen.
We are in the realm of life.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Oh, that's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, your kingdom people have you as their blessing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Son of David, Son of Abraham.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Son of Abraham.
Amen. Oh, you're our King and you're our blessing.
Amen.
You're our blessing.
Amen.
Your blessing is here.
Amen.
Your presence is here.
Amen.
Because we are gathered together into your name.
Amen.
Consummation of the age.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Today's one of the all the days.
Amen.
You're with us here.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. You're with us here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, I am with you all. I'm with you all the day.
Sing him 1301.
Amen.
Jesus, the kingdom has come into us.
Amen.
Reigning and shining.
Amen.
He's all glorious.
Amen.
Christ as the seed is the king who has come.
Amen.
Into our spirit.
Amen.
His kingdom he's sown.
Amen.
Oh, let him grow.
Amen.
The kingdom has come into us, reigning and shining, he's all glorious. Christ as the seed is the king who has come, into our spirit his kingdom is sown.
Begins as a seed.
His kingdom life be all we know. Jesus, the kingdom is sown into us. Jesus, the kingdom, oh, how glorious.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we must depend for the kingdom at hand.
Amen.
All that we do, think, or feel, or have planned.
Amen.
Be abandoned and changed in our minds.
Amen.
Behind.
Amen.
Amen.
Leave it all behind.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Lord, we're here this morning to leave it all behind.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Sown into our spirit.
Amen.
Lord, we give you this meeting.
Amen.
We'd like to let you grow.
Amen.
Oh, let him grow.
Amen.
Oh, let him grow.
Amen. Oh, let him grow.
Amen.
And you have sown yourself into us.
Amen.
We are one with you.
Amen.
You're growing in us.
Amen.
We'd like to give you the room to grow.
Amen.
We are one with our heavenly King.
Amen.
The kingdom see into us.
Amen.
Oh, we keep the ground, allow you to grow.
Amen.
Make you grow.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen. Jesus, the kingdom has come into us.
Amen.
Reigning and shining Amen. Is all glorious.
Amen.
Oh, we'd like to be under your shining,
Amen.
Under your reigning in our spirit.
Amen.
Thank you. You have a realm this morning.
Amen.
Realm of your kingdom.
Amen.
Where you can reign and you can
yeah.
shine.
Amen.
We can be blessed.
This is just so wonderful.
Amen.
You know, as the seed of life, he's been sown into us.
Amen.
And we've been baptized into him.
Amen.
That means we've been immersed into him.
Amen.
He came into us.
Amen.
We got into him.
Amen.
Amen.
Last week we saw he came as a sword, right?
Yeah.
So this is the kingdom seed, the seed of God into us.
Amen.
And we are the good soil.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're on the bear fruit hundredfold. So allow him to grow. And this morning we are his kingdom people.
Amen.
He's a reigning and shining within us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You are reigning this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Strengthen us all into our inner man.
Amen.
Nutrients you want.
Amen.
You can grow this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
The mailers want to shout hallelujah. Just wanna shout hallelujah.
This life is a propagating life.
Amen.
It's a fruitful life.
Amen.
How about we continue with 917?
Right.
Amen. Amen. Go therefore.
Amen.
Go therefore. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
9:17. It's also at the end of the week. So we have the book. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Far, far away in heathen darkness dwelling, millions of souls forever may be lost. Who will know salvation storytelling? Looking to Jesus, counting now the cost. All power is given unto me. All power is given unto me. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, and lo, I am with you always. See o'er the world wide open doors inviting, soldiers of Christ, arise and enter in. Christians, awake, your forces all uniting, send forth the gospel, break the chains of sin. All power is given unto me. All power is given unto me. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, and lo, I am with you always. Why will you die? The voice of God is calling. Why will you die?
We echo in his name. Jesus has died to save from death appalling. Life and salvation, therefore go proclaim.
All power is given unto me. All power is given unto me. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, and lo, I am with you always. How about we sing this one more time, and Joy is going to play it through one time, so we make sure we get the... I'm not too clear on the last line of the verse.
All power is given.
given unto me.
Amen.
All power is given unto me.
Amen.
Go.
Go. Amen.
All the world.
Amen.
Preach the gospel.
Amen. Oh, behold, I'm with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Soldiers, arise.
Amen.
Enter in.
Amen.
Christians, await.
Amen.
Your forces all united.
Amen.
Send forth the gospel.
Amen.
Break the chains of sin.
Amen.
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 So this week we're in Matthew 28, right?
Amen.
Okay, it says, discipling all the nations.
Amen.
By baptizing them.
Amen.
Into the name of the Father,
Amen.
The Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So let's get into the verses for this week. In the same
Amen.
Spirit, same enjoyment, let's not lose one beat.
Amen.
Okay, we'll read the verses. We can stand up two by twos, threes, fours. Okay.
Three.
So day one.
No.
Matthew 28:18.
Did you just give it?
Jesus spoke to them, saying,
day one.
All authority has been given to me
Amen.
In heaven and on earth.
Amen.
Which he caused to operate in Christ in raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavenlies. Therefore, I write these things. According to the authority which the Lord has given me for building up and not for overthrowing.
Amen. Go therefore and disciple all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of the heavens, and whatever you bind on the earth shall have been bound in the heavens, and whatever you loose on the earth shall have been loosed in the heavens.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Each one of you be baptized on the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And when they heard this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham.
Amen.
From that time, Jesus began to proclaim and to say,
repent,
for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn near.
Amen.
And having been baptized, Jesus went up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And behold, a voice out of the heavens saying, this is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I have found my delight.
Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all the days until the consummation of the age.
Amen.
Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us.
Let's go back to day six and take the one verse. Matthew 28:20. Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
Amen.
And the rest of the verse.
Amen.
And then we could pray over that verse.
Amen.
Let's try to digest that verse as much as possible. Today we have to stop at about sharply at 11:45. So I mean it's everything with announcements and all that we have going on. And we are going to try to do a word on the table also at the end after the closing word. So we're going to have to try to be a little bit timely today with everything, because they're going to come here from the college conference and just basically just swarm this place. So we need to be out of here as swiftly as possible. All right? So let's take Matthew 28:20 this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Teaching them.
Amen.
Teaching them.
Amen.
Now you really have to teach them.
Yeah. commanded you.
Consummation of the age.
Amen. Until the consummation of the age.
Until the consummation of the age.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to end this age.
Right.
Amen.
Yes. That's right. You're going to end this age.
Amen.
You want to end this age.
Amen.
Lord, thank you. You're with us.
Amen.
Until the closing of this age.
Amen.
Close the age.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, I am so thankful. So thankful to be here with you in the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
At the close of this age.
Yes.
Amen. With the vision.
Amen.
That the Lord's entrusted us with and the commission.
Amen.
We have a vision and we have a commission.
Amen.
That's right.
Okay, so let's get into it. So I'm just going to get into the outline real quick here and end promptly by the end of this 7 minutes. Discipling all the nations by baptizing them into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And if you look at the outline, it's quite simple. It's made up of three verses.
Right.
Roman numeral 1 is Matthew 28:18. Roman numeral 2, Matthew 28:19. Roman numeral 3, Matthew 28:20.
Yeah, very simple.
Okay, Roman numeral 1. All authority has been given to me in heaven on earth.
Amen. Amen.
What an absolute statement to consummate this gospel.
Amen.
Every bit of authority.
Amen.
It's not with the Democrats.
No.
It's not with the Republicans.
No.
It's not with Putin.
Amen.
It's not with Xi Jinping. He has all the authority.
Amen.
In heaven and on earth.
Right.
What a comfort in these days.
Amen.
That's right.
I'm tired of looking at the news. Amen. We need to look away into Jesus.
That's right.
He has all the authority.
Amen.
And this authority has two aspects, the spiritual authority. Number one, the positive aspect is to serve the saints, to shepherd them, to supply them, and to build them up.
Amen.
Have you ever considered authority in this light?
Wow.
The positive authority that he has and that has been entrusted to us is to shepherd, supply, and build up. Serve, shepherd, supply, and build up.
Amen.
And I took a little time to get into each one of these verses. Matthew 28, whoever wants to be the greatest one needs to be the one who serves all.
Amen.
The way to have authority is by serving.
Amen.
And then in 2:6, he would be a ruler who would do what? Who would shepherd.
Amen.
So one with authority, shepherds.
Wow.
And then in Matthew 24:45, his servant who's set over his house, the one who has authority. You know what he has authority to do? Amen. Give them food.
Amen.
That's the authority you get around here.
Yeah.
You have the authority to be a slave who gives people food. And then, of course, 2 Corinthians 10:8. Anyway, that's enough. That's on the point of building up. Mm-hmm. Paul said the authority that was given to him was not for tearing down, but right. It was for building up.
Amen.
So that's the spiritual authority that we've been entrusted with by the one who has all authority.
Amen.
And then on the negative aspect, it's to deal with the enemy and the things related to him.
Amen.
So we have the authority to bind and to loose.
Amen.
Where I enjoy this most is when we come together in the prayer meeting and we bind and loose. We bring God's will to the earth.
Amen.
We have this authority. It's been given to us in the church. Okay. Roman numeral 2. Go therefore and disciple all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. See, to disciple, what is it to disciple the nations? It's to make the heathen the kingdom people.
Amen.
For the establishing of his kingdom, which is the church, even today on the earth.
Amen.
We should all be able to identify with this.
Amen.
Because we were all part of the heathen people.
Right.
I know we grew up in a quote Christian country, but we're all heathen.
Amen.
But he reached us. And he made us his kingdom people. This is what it is to disciple the nations.
Yeah.
D, baptism brings the repentant people out of their old state into a new one by what? Terminating their old life. Terminated.
Amen.
Hallelujah, it's all been terminated.
Amen.
And now we have been germinated.
Amen.
Terminated, germinated.
Amen.
With the new life of Christ that we may become the kingdom people.
Amen.
Baptize them into. This indicates union, just like in Romans 6:3 and Galatians 3:27. And then an F into the name. It didn't say names. He didn't say names.
No.
He said name. There's one name. The name of our God is Father, Son, Spirit.
Amen.
There is one name for the divine Trinity. The name is what? The sum total of the divine being equivalent to his purpose, person. To baptize someone into the name of the triune God is to immerse him into all that the triune God is.
Amen.
So physically we're putting people into the water. Spiritually, we're putting them into the person of the triune God.
Amen.
And this is possible because he's consummated. It's Father, Son, Spirit.
Yes.
Spirit is the ultimate consummation of the process and consummated triune God.
Amen.
So now we can immerse people into God.
Right.
Before incarnation, before death and resurrection, that was not possible.
Amen.
God was not enterable. Now God is enterable.
Amen.
So when we baptize people into that water, we're putting them into the person of the consummated triune God.
Amen.
Who is the Spirit today.
Amen.
We need to be immersing people every week, brothers and sisters. I had a conviction this week. Anyway, we'll get into that later, but we need a lot more baptisms.
Yeah. Every week.
We should be baptizing people every week, putting people into God, because he's available as a realm.
Amen.
What a blessing.
Amen.
Okay, for what? What is this for? We immerse people into the triune God for the constituting of the kingdom.
Yes.
Matthew discloses the reality of the divine Trinity by giving one name for all three, the Father, Son, and the Spirit. And this point just develops the progression. Matthew 1, you see the triune God. At the Lord's baptism, you see the divine Trinity. At the Mount of Transfiguration, you see the divine Trinity. You just see them working together through this whole gospel. And then consummately, in point 6, eventually, in the closing chapter of Matthew, after Christ, as the last Adam has passed through the process of crucifixion, entered into the realm of resurrection, and become the life-giving Spirit, he came back to his disciples in the atmosphere and reality of his resurrection to charge them to make the heathen the kingdom people by baptizing them into the name, the person, the reality of the divine Trinity. Okay, and I just want to read 8. Unlike any earthly society, the heavenly kingdom cannot be formed with human beings of flesh and blood. It can be constituted, not formed, but constituted, only with people who've been immersed into the union with the triune God and who have been established and built up with the triune God who has been wrought into them.
Yeah.
So firstly, we get immersed into him And then what? He gets wrought into us. Amen. This becomes an organic constitution. And what is this organic constitution called? The kingdom of God. Amen. The body of Christ. Yeah. Teaching them, Roman numeral 3, to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you all the days until the consummation of the age. What a promise. Amen. To his sent ones. Amen. Teaching the believers to observe all that the Lord has commanded is for the discipling of all the nations. Under F, in Matthew 28:20, the consummation of the age indicates the end of this present age, the church age. Brothers and sisters, we are very close. Yes. We are so close to the consummation of this age, which is what? The last 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. That's number 3. Yes. 5, the consummation of the age is not the end of the world,
no,
but it's the completion of the church age, the age of grace. This age is very close to completion.
Amen.
Very close to completion.
Amen.
I'm very burdened for 2025, brothers and sisters, that we would be entering more into our commission to disciple the nations. This commission is entrusted to the church. And we need to do our best to carry out this commission, especially when we see where we are at the close of this age.
Amen.
We're not 2,000 years ago, not 1,000 years ago, not even 50 years ago. We are very close.
Amen.
So we have to take care of our commission.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm just looking forward to all that the saints have to share on this point. Like Croswell said, we need to end it a little bit early. We should do the closing word by about 11, 15, or 20.
Right.
And then take 5 minutes for that, and then so we have about 10 or 15 minutes to have some fellowship on the Lord's table. But who's going to be first to stir us up? Brother Dennis, stir us up in our commission.
God said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has been drawn near. If we have any doubt, or we have a lack of faith, or we have lack of belief, we must repent now.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Oh, amen.
We have a Friday night meeting in our home, and it's a wonderful meeting.
Amen.
It's the remnant of the ARGS meeting that got passed on to Testimony and Soon-Me Kim when they moved to Georgetown. And then it got too big for Testimony and Soon-Me apartment, and so it ended up at our house. We have a nice square room at the back of our house.
Yeah.
And it's perfect for a home meeting. I think the fact that it's square makes it particularly perfect. Anyway, so the saints faithfully come every Friday night. And I'm just amazed that they keep coming. It's just a blessing. It's been such a blessing to me. And so Friday night we were meeting, excuse me. Sorry, and but Friday, let's see, that Friday, we had our son and his kids over. And in the middle of the night, but anyway, my granddaughter wakes up and she said, the lights are too bright. And so I'm sleeping out there in the front room, and we are at a T intersection, and there are 3 fire engines with their lights flashing, and then a number of other support vehicles, you know, lights flashing, and so I helped her get back to bed, and I walked out to the end of my driveway to find out what was happening, and walked across the street, and there were some young adults there, and then an older woman whom I never met. Anyway, I went up to her, and she said, my son is dead. So obviously there had been a party of some kind, and it could have been an overdose, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So much is going around to kill people these days. And so so I went home. I mean, I didn't know what to do. It was overwhelming, you know. Okay, so anyway. So Saturday night, I reported this to our home meeting to make it short and sweet. And we prayed for that woman and her family. And when 3 of the saints left our home, they went over across the street and shared the gospel with
them. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank his family, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
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 And those saints were from Belize.
Amen.
The Lord's in control.
Amen.
He's blessing us. Thank you, Satan.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for the church life.
Amen.
Thank you for this ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Lord, thank you. You know, we're on the matter of experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. And what a wonderful way to experience and enjoy Him by being immersed in Him.
Amen.
Wow.
Oh, how wonderful that word. You know, baptizing is to immerse.
Amen.
We've been immersed.
Amen.
Immersed
Amen.
In the triune God.
Amen.
So this matter, you know, and this, and those verses, the last verses there in Matthew chapter 28, Christ is revealed as the center of the process triune God.
Amen.
You know, it's not Son, Father, Spirit, or
right.
Father, Spirit, Son.
Right.
It's Father, Son, and Spirit. He is
Amen.
The center of the triune God.
Amen.
He is the embodiment of the triune God.
Amen.
He expresses the Father. The Son didn't express Himself. He expressed the Father.
That's right.
To see Him was to see the Father. In John 14:8, Philip said to Him, Lord, show us the Father,
Amen.
And it is sufficient for us.
Amen.
Listen to His response. Jesus said to him, have I been so, it's like the Father speaking to Philip, have I been so long a time with you and you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father.
Amen.
Right? The Son expresses the Father.
Amen.
And this Son, He is realized as the Spirit.
Amen.
You know, it's in the same chapter, John chapter 14, that the Son, what, in verse 18, is the Spirit of reality in verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Matthew, the disciples are commanded to baptize people into the name of the triune God.
Amen.
But when you get into the Acts and the Epistles, they baptize them into the name of the Son.
Amen.
This indicates that to baptize people into the name of the Son is to baptize them into the triune God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you guys are so quiet, I'm going to jump in. Anyway, I'm all stirred up this week when I come to this word. Go and disciple
Amen.
All the nations. Want to continue with this unique commission.
Amen.
In the whole New Testament,
yeah.
this verse stands out.
Yeah.
Brother, sister, they are sinners. They are people who are once what? Heathen. Right? Unbeliever. And we are what? Rebellious. We are sinners.
Yeah.
We are enemy of God. But what happened when the gospel, when someone preached the word, what? We open our heart
Amen.
And receive.
Amen.
Remember, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has drawn near.
Amen.
That's the word come out of the Lord's ministry. And I just appreciate there are a few things I want to speak from experience. That will really stir up your spirit. Since it's not a small thing. You look at the Daniel chapter 2, the great image, then the prophecy 70 of 7. You know, we are given a unique commission until what? The first half of a 3.5 year. Because the last 3.5 year, that man could no longer preach in the gospel.
Right.
That was the angel preaching the eternal gospel.
Yeah, yeah.
Read it in Revelation. So therefore, we have some unbelievers, some neighbors. The people will not just drop those people on the lap. You know what? We need to what? Door knocking.
Mm-hmm.
Since this is a practice. It's a unique commission. What authority sent you? Well, 18 and 19 say so. All the authority. Right?
Yeah,
we, together with those, we are together as a group, and what? We are sent out in the body and with the body.
Amen.
The Lord will bless us wherever we do that. And since it's not a small thing, there are people waiting for us to what? Preach the good news.
Amen.
And those who preach in Romans 10, what? The feet are beautiful.
Beautiful.
You want the beautiful feet? Go, door knocking. I'm not kidding you. We've done it many times. You know what? People are there waiting. If they are unbelievers, and we preach the gospel. If they are believers, invite them to the home.
Amen.
We have a wonderful home.
Right.
Remember, the kingdom is today's church.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Invite them to the church meeting. Home wins.
Amen.
Right? Cook a nice meal and open up the Bible. We have the truth. You know
Amen.
That all the truths are in the Bible. So when we go out to preach the gospel, we have a gospel tract. I always bring the Bible. Why? He had to learn from the Lord Jesus in Matthew 4. How did the Lord defeat Satan? Satan knows the word of God. When I speak my own word, I get defeated. But when I start speaking from the word of God, Satan get defeated.
Amen.
That's in Matthew 4. Learn from the principle. I just appreciate we have everything. And this is survival skill. I'm sorry. Survival skill. If you are down to 10 people in your locality, what would you do? You need to rise up and do a door knocking.
Amen.
People are not going to come to you unless what we come to them. We have the high divine truth and gospel,
Amen.
The good news. And we need to what? Go and disciple all the nations.
Amen.
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 If we did not rebel, we could not sin. Because we are rebels, we need to repent and receive Christ as our authority, as our sovereign king, that he may rule us and over us in God's kingdom. This is the reason that in Matthew 1:1, Christ is first presented. Is presented first, not as the son of Abraham for the blessing, but as the son of David for the kingdom. I like that part because that is in our nature. We are all rebellious to some extent. I sure am to some extent, but praise the Lord that we have the Lord's authority.
Well, in verses 18 and 19 of chapter 28 say, Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and disciple all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit."
Amen.
Amen.
We need to read the word "therefore" strongly.
Amen.
"Therefore" refers to the fact that all authority has been given to Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
"For this cause, therefore, we must go to disciple all the nations."
Amen.
"To make all the nations disciples."
Amen.
Well, I'm not so strong like Lewis, and I'm so happy that Faith's situation was just a normal, I mean, death is not, but you know, we all have normal human lives.
Amen.
We can go disciple wherever
Amen.
We are.
Amen.
You know, this is not, I can't go disciple all the nations, and I won't. but I have neighbors. You know,
yes,
I have people
neighbor.
In stores.
Yes.
I need to realize that this authority that Christ has been given to us.
Yeah.
We have to realize to preach the gospel is not merely to preach or teach. It is to fight the battle.
Yes.
Oh, Matthew 12 tells us that in order to preach the gospel, we have to bind the strong man.
Amen.
Satan is a strong man, the one who usurps all people. The whole world is now under darkness, and that's
Amen.
Pretty obvious, isn't
Amen.
It?
Yes.
And
yeah.
the usurping under darkness and the usurping hand of Satan. To preach the gospel, to bring someone to the Lord, is to plunder some goods
Amen.
Out of the usurping hand of Satan.
Amen.
Therefore, we have to pray
Amen.
To bind the strong man, Satan, and for this we need not only power, but also authority.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Amen.
So, with Matthew 28:19, I had to go and disciple by accident. I mean, I had no intentions of doing it. But Victoria, I think she goes to the other church. Y'all know what I'm talking about, the other side of town.
North Disney.
So anyway, she and I had talked, and she had asked me to, you know, invite some young ladies over. So I prepared dinner for like six people, which in my world is tremendous. It's tremendous. So I set my table, put leaves in, had help this person and that person, And I cooked up this wonderful meat. Well, I bought some and cooked some. Cooked this wonderful meal for the wrong day. Y'all know I was about to cry. So I said, I thought about this scripture that when you have prepared for a feast of some kind, then you got to go ask your neighbors.
Yes. Yes.
Well, most of us speak Spanish. I don't. So I said, I got to go anyway. Because I got all this food, I can't eat it. So I went to the first house. I knocked on the door. And I said, hello, my name is Alma. They said, I know that. You live around. Okay. So I started inviting people from the neighborhood. I didn't know these people.
Good.
I just didn't know anybody, really. So it was three guys standing outside in their driveway. And I went over there and I said, will you guys come to my house and eat? Because I've cooked too much. I was expecting other people for dinner. And they kind of looked at me. And I said, and where's your wife? You know, I want her to come too. And he said, well, it's just my mom here. So he said, and she's eating. So they came over. Then I went down another house and I knocked on the door. And this guy and his wife, this neighbor and his wife, I asked them to come. And so they came. And so I knocked on another door and they came. And so then I didn't have enough food. God is good. And you know, it wasn't easy for me because, you know, I just learned to blend when I got into the church life. And so it was really hard. But I did it, and I'm glad, and I'm going to try it again someday.
Yesterday on my Facebook page, I came across a photo. Some maybe a year or so ago, we had a morning revival that week one, Jason started. After the Lord Jesus gave himself for us in the flesh, he was resurrected, and in resurrection became the life-giving spirit. There's this fellow, this young man who came, started off in Illinois, but I think he's in Tennessee now. But I met through Facebook, through speaking to people on Facebook about the Lord, and he friended me. This was about 3 years ago, maybe a little longer. And earlier this year, maybe late last year, I sent him a couple books, including the Morning Revival, that he posted on his Facebook page, with the simple words above it, thank you. 3 years I've been speaking with Trenta. Just feeding him. That's all. He doesn't live in Austin. I don't know him. He got married, he had a baby. But here he is saying thank you. And for this that he read on day six of a morning revival. You know, this week was really good, but one thing in particular stood out to me, and that's on day five, Matthew 3:16-17. It says, and the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending. And I stopped, and I said, and he saw. That's Jesus that they're talking about, capital H. And he saw the Spirit. That's right. Why is that so important that God put that in the Bible? Why is it so important that we know that Jesus saw the Spirit descending on him? And it's because this is what we need. You know, in his humanity, he needed to see. But we, in our humanity, we need to see. We need to see what God is doing. That's it. We need to see what God is doing. He saw the Spirit descending from God. He saw what God was doing. And saints, that's what we need to see. We need to see the eyes of our heart, what?
Having been
open. So that what? So then what? Come on, Saint. Somebody can finish that verse. That the eyes of our heart be open.
That we might see.
See what?
God.
What is the hope of your calling?
Exactly. Just go on. That the eyes of our heart might Amen. Be open so that we might see.
Amen.
Saints, how are we going to preach the gospel if we ourselves are not in the reality of the gospel? I mean, anybody can pick up a Bible and read it and preach it, but we need the reality. We need to have the realization of the reality ourselves as we preach the gospel, because then it's going to be preached in life. And life is what makes a difference.
Amen. Amen.
I really enjoyed this week, kind of going back to the general subject, being reminded we're here to experience, enjoy, and express Christ.
Amen.
And in this week, it seems like, you know, well, this is how I kind of digested it. We first need to see that this one that we're experiencing and enjoying and expressing is the one that has all authority.
Amen.
If we experience and enjoy and express such a one, we will be those that experience him as the commissioning one. He has commissioned us to go, therefore, and disciple all the nations. And finally, as our encouragement and our strengthening, we will experience him as the one that is with us all the days. So all these three really went to go together for me. You know, like the Lord, he did everything to have all the authority. And then he has commissioned us with that authority to go and disciple all the nations.
Amen.
Amen.
And his promise is that he is with us
all
the days.
Amen.
So what a wonderful gospel that we have.
Amen.
And I find it really significant. You know, this is the end of Matthew. And when I read through these messages that these are based on, it's the conclusion messages, I wondered, why are we skipping the very first aspect? But actually, it folded it in this week, because he is the son of David, and he is the son of Abraham.
Amen.
So the whole New Testament opens with the gospel of the kingdom. That just should really impress us, saints, that what God desires today on the earth primarily is the kingdom.
Amen.
So he first is mentioned as the son of David because he must have a kingdom.
Amen.
He must have a realm
in
which he can rule and reign, and his authority can be exercised and expressed.
Amen.
So that we can experience him as a son of Abraham,
Amen.
The seed of Abraham,
Amen.
Which the New Testament fulfillment is the all-inclusive, life-giving spirit.
Amen.
So praise the Lord, saints, we're in such a realm.
Amen.
We're in the realm of his kingdom, experiencing him as a son of David, so that we can receive him and experience him as the son of Abraham.
Amen.
Yeah, the New Testament doesn't start with Gospel of John, nor it starts with the Gospel of Mark or Luke, but it starts with Gospel of Matthew. And that implies the basic element of the Gospel is not love or grace, but it's the righteous Gospel. It's the Gospel of righteousness, which is related to the kingdom. And we can see that in the Lord's first ministry on the earth, he said, repent, for the kingdom of the heaven has drawn near.
Amen.
And the repenting is for the kingdom. So he wanted to bring the hidden to the kingdom people.
Right.
And the relationship for the king and the kingdom people for the king to save the kingdom people from sin is saving from the rebellion because of the Adam's fall. All the human the mankinds were under the rebellion. But he came as a king to save us from the rebellion. So and when we think about the commission in Matthew 28, we naturally think, oh, then we need to go out and gospelize people. But it doesn't just involve an outward activity or just going gospelizing people.
Right.
It much involves our experiencing
yeah.
and enjoying it and experiencing and expressing Christ. So thank you, Lord, for this commission that we can go and disciple the nation. He also didn't say, go and preach the gospel. He said, go and disciple all the nations. So, amen.
So the goal is to bring us into oneness with the triune God. I was so impressed with this phrase that the Lord used. Sorry, did I cut somebody else?
No.
I do that a lot. Baptizing them into the name. He wants to bring the nations who are heathen, which, news alert, that's all of y'all. Who's a heathen? I'm the first. I'm a good heathen, right? Yeah. But the Lord had mercy on me and brought me into oneness with himself. Amen. Not because I'm such a good gospel preacher. This week I had an experience where the Lord said, maybe you should speak to these people. I said, no. Are you sure? And I had 3 laps around this track. I didn't speak to them. You know who they were? They were young elders. You know, they had the badge on. So they were like 18 or 19. And then the Lord touched me and said, well, as you're walking out of the park, maybe that was the only time that they would ever have to hear the gospel. What are you going to do about that? And I was just like, But saints, this is what the Lord wants, right? This is... I'm not going to even use a word, but God's desire is to end this age, and he does it through the building up of the body, and the only way he does it is through our enjoyment of him, right? We experience him, and then eventually, when I'm on the track doing my laps, there's going to be some expression.
Yes. Amen.
And the expression is not by me myself. This is because there is a person living inside of me who is coming out of me, who is this Christ who desires all men to be saved.
That's right. Amen.
So I just really appreciate it. We're not bringing people into an activity. We're not recruiting them into our church life or our recovery. We're bringing them into a oneness, a togetherness, a together oneness.
Amen.
With the triune God.
Amen.
Right? Like Paul said, I'm betrothing you. I'm betrothing. What about some betrothing? This is what this is, to bring them into oneness with the triune God.
Amen.
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 I appreciated the comparison that was given about how the gospel is presented in a different way. And these two gospels, the gospel of John, is presented as a matter of life. And the life is for the building, and it ends with feed my lamb, feed my sheep, feed sheep, food. So wonderful. But then in Matthew, it's very mysterious because it's all a matter of authority.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Lord needs a kingdom.
Yes.
And at the end, it doesn't end with feet, it's example. And it ends with authority. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would think, oh, Jesus, you want me to speak to that person? Blow, give me that you gave the disciples in John. But he would say, no. You have the uniform. You have the speech. And another matter that was enlightening to me is this portion that Andrew shared with us. We need to repent not only because we are sinful, that's not enough, but the Lord dealt with that on the cross, but because we are rebellious.
Right.
You know, the Lord cannot build his kingdom with a bunch of rebellion snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He wants a kingdom of priests.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes,
and he deals with our rebellion. And the more we say, amen, Lord Jesus,
amen.
He constantly, I mean, there's this inflow of the blessing of Abraham. It's like a spirit. And how can I tell you that? Because the Lord exposed my rebellion this week. And it involved an Amazon return. And the Lord told me, what you're doing is unrighteous. And I said, no, Lord, it's only 3365. What's that to John Bezos? What's a billion? And the Lord, I mean, it's embarrassing. But that exposed my serpentine relationship. Keep reading this, the Lord told me, you're not in my kingdom. You need to take me as your Lord.
Yeah.
Well, I had a very embarrassing conversation with the Amazon lady. I said, please charge my car. This is salvation, saints.
Yeah.
prostituted his kingdom people, you know, we cannot help but think about the one who's next to us, who's wondering what life is all about.
Amen.
And then we have that uniform, we have that authority to sell you something.
Yeah.
And it might be a Christian believer, so he already has the lives, but it might be a rebellious Christian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I just thought, wow, what a gospel. What a gospel that we have.
Amen.
How marvelous that we can say, you know why he's the seed of David first, and then the seed of Abraham.
Yeah.
That's so enlightening.
Yeah.
Because you need to be right with him so that you can enjoy the Spirit.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen. Amen.
There are two aspects of spiritual authority. There's a positive side and there's a negative side.
Right?
The positive side, I don't know if you have heard of this before reading this, but the positive side is to serve the saints, to shepherd them, to supply them, and to build them up.
Amen.
This is probably against a lot of our natural concept, which is great. The Lord has given this authority to us to build up.
Yeah.
And there's a point later in the outline that talks about this matter. If we have the supply, like some have shared, they have the food, then they have the authority to go and bring others, or even, you know, at the very least, to go knock on their door to bring them in. And there's this point later in the outline that talks about the brother had this utterance for this point, to baptize people into the name of the triune God is to bring them into a spiritual and mystical union with him. So this is like a new definition of what baptism is.
Yeah.
But the brother, he had this utterance, this is not just a procedure, but this is a reality.
Yeah.
So I found myself asking the Lord this week, Lord, are all these things that I'm picking up, are they just a procedure, a doctrine to me, or are they really a reality? So this is where the supply comes from. When we transact with the Lord like this, he renders us the supply.
Yeah.
And that gives us, on the positive side, to go out even to one another, to the saints, to build each other up. We have the authority to give them food.
Yeah.
However, on the negative side, saints, we all need to have our eyes lifted up.
Yeah.
We're not just here so that the Lord can take care of our own needs and we end up feeling better and we're happier about ourselves. But God has a purpose in this universe, and he wants to bring in the kingdom.
Yeah.
He wants to deal with his enemy.
Yeah.
And for this, we really need to be, like the banner says, we need to be reconstituted, and we need to really have this view.
Amen.
There's this point later on the outline under G6. It says, he came back to his disciples in the atmosphere and reality of his resurrection.
Amen.
So are we those who have the sense that when we're in the world, there's just germs of death everywhere and we're touching that? Are we being brought back into the person of Christ and immersing ourselves in the baptism of Christ daily, not just a once-a-time thing?
Yes.
This is something that, if it becomes a supply to us, it becomes the authority that we can go out.
Right.
Even becomes like the dynamo and engine for us to even want to go out and have a heart for man to bring them out of that kingdom into the kingdom of the Son of his love.
Amen.
So, saints, we just need this experience in such a deeper way. The Lord is not just asking. The Lord really wants us to, this is the Spirit speaking to the churches today. He wants us to experience, enjoy, and express Christ.
Amen.
I want to follow you, Brother Philip, because that is exactly what I enjoyed today, this week, about the baptism. The footnote says, to be baptized upon the name of Jesus Christ, to be baptized upon the ground of what the name of Jesus Christ stands for. It stands for all that that person of Jesus Christ is, and all that he has accomplished, both for which constitute the belief, the faith of God's New Testament economy. It is on this ground that the believers are baptized. I was really touched for, there's some saints in my circle that were praying for some to be baptized. And so the Lord really touched me with this, to baptize people into the name of the triune God, what exactly that means. And almost, some of these points really almost just became like a prayer to just declare to the Lord. And the verses, like what you're saying, the verses that you quoted, Brother Philip, but it is a serious and sobering thought that we were told to do this, to disciple the nations and to feed them and to shepherd them. And I was touched a lot that I don't pray enough for the baptisms of the ones that I, you know, that the Lord brings in my circle.
Right.
You know, and I was very, very encouraged to baptize them upon the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And what all that entails. I was really touched with that this week.
Amen. Amen.
Isaiah,
Amen.
Chapter 55, verse 10 and 11 says, "For just as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and does not return there until it waters the earth and makes it bare and sprout forth, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me vainly, but it will accomplish what I delight in, and it will prosper in the matter to which I have sent it." We went out to visit people once a month, and not every time that we met someone's open or responsive. But I believe even knocking on their door, even they just get a flyer, maybe they are not open at that time, but I believe because this, the Lord has a way to open in, working in their heart.
Yeah.
And, before I received many flyers before I received the Lord. So the Lord will work. But if, I think we didn't do, the Lord had to reach out people to us. So I want to share a story that I already shared on Friday, but it's, I was still touched. So a brother emailed Andrew Lee a couple years ago, and Andrew Lee shared. He said that a brother grew up in the church life in Taiwan, and he had something happen, so he got discouraged and he stopped meeting. So he decided to go to the remote part of China to leave his footprint in his life. Oh, I don't know. Shall I?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Yes.
So he changed car after car, and then at the remote place, he had to hire a person who tricycle.
Like a pedicab.
Pedicab,
yeah.
So on the pedicab, and the puller asked him, "Do you hear about the Lord Jesus?" And so he was shocked because he tried to get away from the Lord. So he didn't say anything. And then the puller said, "If you let me tell you about the Lord Jesus, I don't charge you. I will give you a free ride." So he said, "I will pay you, but don't tell me about it." "Have you heard about the Lord Jesus?" And then he just sharing about the Lord Jesus, and what he heard, the brother heard, is what he grew up in the church life. And so for sure he didn't charge him because he shared the Lord. And that brother was convinced that he feel like, just like Peter, he denied the Lord. So he thought after a couple of days, if he met him again, he would confess, he know the Lord. After a couple of days, he met him again, and so he told him that he is a Christian. And that puller then asked him, "Do you know about the local churches?" And then he asked him, "Do you know about Brother Wednesday?" And so he was shocked, and he went to his home. He was a very poor puller. The brother found out he's uneducated. He can't really read, but he memorized songs, he can sing, and so the brother asked him, "So how do you enjoy the Lord?" He said he just called upon the name of the Lord every night, like 1 hour or 2 hours.
Wow.
So I was touched, like, I never just call on the name of the Lord 1 hour. I will try to see if I call them, I can call. But I was really touched. He was poor, but he is willing to give to all. And because he shared, that brother got recovered. And then also, we have such a rich ministry that we can share.
That's right. Amen.
So I was very touched by his
ministry.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I was going to ask Titus how to spell gospel. Gospel. G-O-S-P-E-L, right?
Yes.
Your English. So begin with go. Gospel begin with go.
Oh, go.
Go. We need to be those going people.
Amen. We have to minister to disciple the nations in Matthew 28:19 is to comfort and help the people. It's a way to make the Gentile become a people so as to build a church depends on our paying a price and learning the lesson of life.
Yes.
And, you know, paying a price and learning a lesson of life according to Brother Watchman Nee most involves discipline by the Spirit and our breaking of our man.
Amen.
So, but I don't think I paid the full price and learned the old lesson. But thank God I have the ministry.
Amen.
Ministry is to help me according to the lesson that many brothers have learned.
Amen.
So the administration of the church is not the matter of outward gift, but the matter of ministry.
Amen.
Amen. This week, the ministry just enlightened me. That we need to cooperate with the Lord.
Amen.
You know, just like Randy mentioned, you know, this nugget that we got into this week was for us to experience, enjoy, and express Christ. And we need to know this is another aspect of Christ we must experience. And I saw the great contrast between John and Matthew. Because in John, everything is so enjoyable.
Yeah.
It is all about life, shepherding. And we're very familiar with it. And yes, we have full of experience in this matter. But when it comes to the Gospel of Matthew, the Lord's resurrection is a matter of authority.
Yeah.
In a sense,
that's right.
For us to experience Christ as the one with all authority given to him is for us to go.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
To go.
I still remember, saints, my first experience of helping someone receive the Lord.
Mm.
That evening, I couldn't fall asleep.
Oh, good. Good.
Amen.
So excited.
What happened?
Wow.
I just presented Christ and someone
received it.
Made a transfer
yeah.
from one kingdom to another.
Amen.
So saints, this is another aspect of Christ we need to experience.
Amen.
And also enjoy.
Amen.
It's okay to be God chosen fools to be.
Amen.
It's okay to lose our faith.
Amen.
And then there is the authority.
Amen.
It doesn't originate from me.
Right. Yeah.
But when I present this Christ,
he's
the one that has all the authority.
Amen.
Yes.
And he is able to save the sinner.
Amen.
That's wonderful.
Amen.
Okay, so I'm going to be brief here with a closing because Crosville, we're going to give a word on the table. This is wonderful. This, especially this outline with these three verses.
Yeah.
And it starts off, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
Amen.
All authority.
Mm.
Okay, so the Son of God, as the Son of God, he already had all authority.
Amen.
But as a man, he didn't. He received this authority when he resurrected.
Amen.
All authority was given to him. Okay. I was considering, you know, why don't we lose our face or feel, you know, when you come, you know, it's like, I want to speak something, you don't, or,
right.
You know, but it's not according to feeling.
Yeah.
It's like the authority, it's like this. So I thought about this example. This one time we were coming back, Debbie and I were coming back from a college, no, not a college. An outing we had in Elgin. So we're coming back and it's late, it's dark, we're coming through this little town between Elgin and Austin, and I was going too fast, it didn't slow down, and there go the lights. And I look in my rearview mirror and I'm like, not a ticket, something like that. And Debbie goes, he's just doing his job.
Yeah, authority.
Authority, that's it. And that really helped me. That's what the man does. He's been given authority, right? That's us. You know, the Lord was given all authority.
Yeah.
And he has given us this authority.
That's right.
It's really not a matter of this or that, you know, feeling, or I'm great, or I'm powerful, or I feel so weak.
Yeah.
We just have the authority.
That's right.
He was smaller than I was, but he had the authority.
Yeah.
What am I going to, you know, you're going to pay the ticket. So anyway, okay. Right? It's just the case. So anyway, the Lord has given us this authority, his own authority. And then, so he can say, go therefore. I've given you this authority. Go therefore and disciple all the nation, baptizing them into. So there he's baptizing, we're baptizing people, the heathen, into the name, into the person of the triune God. And then another example I'll give real quick is my daughter recently got married. It was a small wedding thing. And we were each going to be able to speak. There were only 14 people there. And two of them were my granddaughters, so they weren't going to say anything. So, but everybody was going to speak something. And before that time, my wife and I are driving, and my wife goes, are you going to speak something? Because it was optional, kind of. But I needed to say something. But she said, are you going to speak something? I said, I really didn't have anything that ready. And she says, well, you need to speak something concerning the Lord. And that convicted me. It's like, yes, I do. I need to have something. So I prepared something. Anyway, she started it off this time. We were all around a table. And Debbie spoke something, and it just got me going, and I spoke something that I had prepared a little bit. But the person right in front of me was my son-in-law's father and mother, and they were really touched. I mean, even to the point of some tears were coming from his face. And right after me, he shared something, and he said, I just got baptized 6 months ago. And I was like, wow, Lord. You know, if we just exercise to open our mouths, saints, like what you did, Joseph. And it was just like, whoa, you couldn't sleep at night. Yeah. It's that kind of thing. The Lord, you know, I just have a little bit more time here. The Lord has given us this authority. We just need to open.
Amen.
You know, yes. These people that you meet every day, or like what Alma was doing, inviting her neighbors. It's like, The Lord just wants to propagate,
amen.
Right? He wants to bring these heathens into the kingdom.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. That's it?
Yeah, that's it. 5 minutes.
Lord Jesus.
you're quick.
Okay.
You said 5 minutes.
According to my watch, you still have more time. But anyway, amen.
Amen.
Let me set my timer here. As the brothers are handing out the outline, we're going to cover the Lord's Table meeting topic, because we didn't have a table this morning, but we still want to still have some fellowship related to the Lord's Table meeting. And the outline that you have, actually initially when I got this, I wanted to break it up into two portions. But the more I got into it, I realized this needs to be presented as one whole. So that we don't lose the burden that's in the outline. And Roman numeral 3 is an insert, and 4, 5, and 6 is just a continuation. So I'm going to try my best here in about 15 or so minutes to get through this. But this is a very dense outline, and this is a very sober topic. So let's read together the title.
Lord's Table Meeting, Discerning the Body.
So, Roman number 1, let's read together.
In 1 Corinthians 11, Paul spoke a strong word to the Corinthians.
Okay, brothers, let's alternate reading the verses from 1 Corinthians 11, 17 to 22. Go, brothers and sisters.
But I give you this charge, and do not praise you, Because you come together not for the better, but for the worse. Mm-hmm.
For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that divisions exist among you, and some part of it I believe.
For there must even be parties among you, that those who are approved may become manifest among you.
When therefore you come together in the same place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper.
For in your eating, each one takes his own supper first, and one is hungry, and the other is drunk.
Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God
and put those to shame? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you?
And this I do not praise you.
So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord.
But let a man prove himself, and in this way let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not discern the body.
So you can see where the title comes from there in verse 29 of chapter 11. So we need to discern the body. This is a word of warning. This is the last outline that we're going to use on the Lord's table. And so we're covering this matter of discerning the body. Paul here in this particular section, you can see that he rebukes the Corinthians for having a kind of disorder among themselves regarding the Lord's table. They did not respect the table or took the table in a proper way. And so he was not political with them. He was very sincere, very honest, and he told them, you know, what you were doing is not for profit. It was actually for a loss. Some of you are weak, some are sick, and some even died. So they were eating the table in an unworthy manner. So A says to eat and drink in an unworthy manner is not to evaluate the significance of the bread and the cup. What happened is this. B, to be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord is for one to bring judgment to himself.
Yeah.
So this word here, judgment, implies some sort of discipline. And in that case, it was a temporary discipline because of the sickness that they had. And it was a result of not proving or discerning the body. They didn't prove themselves. That means they didn't check themselves, as we'll find out later in the outline. So if they check themselves and they realize that they're condemned by the Lord in their conscience, or they feel guilty, they need to repent. And to repent is to not to be judged. So then two, let's read two together.
What was Paul's reason for such strong words?
Okay, and there are two reasons. A, let's read, brothers.
The Corinthians were coming to the table in a situation of divisions.
Okay, you see that? So one says there were parties, sex among them. That's in verse 19. Then we need to see the difference between sect and a division. Okay, a sect is stronger than a division. When a division is formed, it becomes a sect. When the sect is named, it becomes a denomination. You see that? Okay, it's sect.
Can we repeat again? That's important. A sect is what?
Is a stronger than a division.
Oh.
And a division is formed. When it's formed, it becomes a sect.
Yeah.
And a sect is named and it becomes a denomination. It's like a small group. Let's say a sect is a small group of dissidents in the church. Then they form themselves into a group because of whatever situation, and then they become a denomination. That is the result of the myriads of denominations we have today.
Yes.
Okay, that's how they all started. And in Greek, of course, parties in Galatians means sect. A sect is just a school of different opinions.
Yes.
They saw something differently, or they felt they don't agree with something, then it became a sect. And then, of course, they formed the denomination. Okay, B, the Corinthians were also profaning. You see that word? Profaning the Lord's table. That's a strong word. That is, they were making it common, okay? The same as any type of eating. And of course, up here, you can see Paul's, he's like, each one of you takes his own supper in verse 21, and one is hungry and the other is drunk. I mean, goodness. They fail to see the difference between the table and other gatherings of meals. They just took it as a common thing, but it was not common. Okay, they treat it as some common gathering, some common meal. And then some of them, they didn't wait for each other. You know, eventually told them, you gotta wait for each other. Because they had the love feast, and after the love feast, they would have the table. And then some started eating, and they had real wine. They used real wine for their tables in those days. And some end up being drunk, and some end up without food. You know, this was a very sad situation. So that was the reason why Paul was so strong with them. Then we come to an insert. Okay, Roman rule 3, sisters. The basic principle, sisters, go ahead. The basic principle of the church,
the body of Christ, is oneness.
Amen. So when the oneness is damaged, the body is divided.
Yes, yes.
Okay. B, divisions damage the body of Christ with respect to the carrying out of God's administration. So this point here is to counter the previous point in Roman rule 2, regarding divisions. Okay? One, divisions among Christians not only paralyze the body, but even cause the body to be cut into pieces. So in order that God's administration may be carried out, we must care for the oneness of the body of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Having such a concern will preserve us in the body and keep us from division. You know, sometimes we get so flared up in our feelings or our opinions or our thought or our concept that we absolutely forget about the oneness of the body. We do. We throw it away. It doesn't matter. You know, and we just go off into the left field. I would recommend we first calm down. Number two, call on the Lord. And number three, seek fellowship. Then this will preserve us and keep us in the oneness.
Amen.
Right? C, in Corinth, the oneness was damaged. Okay, and he's going to give a couple of examples. One, when differing opinions come in, right, concerning baptism, for example, they will develop unless they are checked. They're checked. Somebody needs to say, hey, brother, what's your thought about baptism here? And are you sure about that? You know? So it needs to be checked. Two, the Corinthians were saying that they were of Paul, of Peter, of Apollos, and of Christ. That's the very start of 1 Corinthians. Paul says, some of you say that you are of Paul, others of Peter, and others of Apollos, and some of Christ. What kind of talk is this? This is divisive talk. That means they're already separating themselves in certain groups. Preference. See, preference already is there. So they're damaging right there the oneness and damaging the body. Four. Brothers, let's read, please.
We must not eat the bread and drink the cup in an unworthy manner. Mm-hmm.
So this particular section here is now explaining what is unworthy manner. Okay, and it's a word of exhortation.
Yeah.
A, if we come together with divisions, or if we profane the Lord's table, we eat and drink in an unworthy manner. The point is, they lost the meaning of the table. They forgot what the significance of the table was. And so they ate and profaned the Lord's table. B, sisters.
If we eat and drink in an unworthy manner, we eat and drink judgment.
So this goes back to verse 21. For in eating, each one takes his own supper first, and one is hungry and the other is drunk. They forgot the meaning that the Lord's body was broken for us. They forgot the meaning of the cup, that his blood was poured out for us. They forgot the meaning, and so they were eating it in an unworthy manner. Roman 5, brothers.
Regarding the Lord's Supper, Paul used two crucial words.
Right.
Prove and discern.
That word, right, that word prove comes from verse 28, where he says, let a man prove himself, and in this way let him eat of the bread. And if the discern comes from verse 29, where he says, eats and drinks judgment to himself if he does not discern the body. So to prove ourselves is to check whether we are eating the bread and drinking the cup in a way that is worthy or in a way that is unworthy. Okay? So this, to check yourself, is to examine yourself. You feel condemned about something? We need to check ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, it has happened that I have to check myself seriously. And sometimes, one time I had to withhold myself because I wasn't too sure. You know? I wasn't so sure I was one with someone. Okay? We have to check ourselves. B, to discern the body is to discern both the Lord's physical body and also his mystical body. B, a C, proving ourselves is for the remembrance of the Lord. Discerning the body is mainly for carrying out of God's administration. So we have to check ourselves. This is to examine ourselves to make sure we are one with all the brothers and sisters. And here's some further discernment. Six. Sisters, please.
Whenever we come to the Lord's table, we must discern the body.
A, brothers.
To discern is to distinguish, separate, discriminate, make a distinction.
Okay, so the rest of these points, Paul, what he does, he gives us a review of what the Lord's table is. B says, first, the bread at the Lord's table signifies the Lord's physical body sacrificed on the cross for our redemption. Since they had forgotten what the table meant, okay, he says, okay, I'm going to give you a review of what the table means. Number one, the bread signifies the Lord's physical body sacrificed on the cross for our redemption. Mm-hmm. Then C, brothers.
The bread at the Lord's table also signifies the mystical body of Christ.
So it has dual meaning. One, it signifies Christ himself who died on the cross. When you break that bread, his body was broken for us. But also that one loaf signifies the mystical body of Christ, broken into many pieces. That's one body of Christ. Okay? Next point, one. Sisters?
In 1 Corinthians 11:29, not discerning the body refers to not discerning the mystical body of Christ.
Amen. Wow. Brothers, two.
We must discern whether the bread on the table signifies the unique mystical body of Christ or a division.
That's a big point, brothers and sisters. Yeah. That's a very big point. It means that not all bread that you see on tables in various places in this city really represents the one body of Christ. You have to discern, does it symbolize the unique body of Christ or does it symbolize something else? You see, does it symbolize something else? And taking that bread would indicate where we are. So, 3 says, to come to the table with division is to offend the mystical body of Christ. So how many, quote, tables are offending the mystical body of Christ? This is a quite serious word Paul is bringing to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 11. Okay? D. Brothers and sisters, together.
Each must examine himself to see if there is any offense between himself and
see this? We need to ask any member. Is it another brother? Is it another sister? Is it your wife? Is it your husband? It has happened. Lord's Day morning, something, it was great at morning revival time. Woo, wonderful. Breakfast was outstanding. But between breakfast and walking out the door, something happens. It does happen. And so we have to examine ourselves, right, brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Okay, E, brothers.
To discern, distinguish the body of Christ, realize that the bread is not common, but a separate, sanctified bread, and that the mystical body includes all the saints, all the believers in Christ, especially the ones with whom we break bread.
This is clear. All the brothers, amen. All the sisters, and especially the ones with whom we break bread. Look around, it's us. It's the others in the other districts. Okay? North District, West District, Southeast District, Spanish speaking. Foreign speakers are here too, right? All the saints. Okay, especially, right? One, If we eat the bread without this discerning, we eat and drink judgment to ourselves. And judgment could be temporary. Could be weakness, sickness, and in some cases, death. And I've seen one case was like that, and it's sad. Two, we must not profane the bread by making it common or eat the bread if there's any offense between us and another saint. And lastly, let's all read together, please.
If we take the bread in a sanctified, holy manner, and without any offense between us and another saint, we discern the body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we can discern the body, brothers and sisters. Just take it in a holy way. Take it without any offense between us and another. Okay? Any offense, big or small. Check yourself before you come. Okay? Because, you know, that judgment could not only just be for you, but also for the church. So we should check ourselves. We shouldn't be lax in this matter. And also, of course, we need to realize that this word helps us to increase or elevate our appreciation for the table. The table is a significant thing. So even when we sing that hymn, "How significant thy table, Lord," it should have a rich feeling within us. Amen?
Amen.
So we finish on time. So now it's time for announcements. Praise the Lord. I'm happy. Okay. Visitors, any visitors today? We'll start over here. Any guests, visitors? None? None? Okay, on this section, any visitors or guests? All right, amen. Any visitors or guests here? Stand up, give us your name, please.
My name is Willis Chan, and I'm Joe Lynn and Frank Lee's cousin.
Oh, okay. Good, welcome. Willis, right?
Yeah.
Okay, welcome. Anyone else over here visiting?
No, one more.
Right here.
Oh, one more. Sorry, go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah. My name is Anna. I'm from San Diego.
Oh, great. Welcome. Amen. Anna, I mean. All right. Anyone else here?
My name is John.
Okay, wonderful. Welcome, John. Anyone else? No? No one else? Okay, then. A bunch of announcements. Number one, the grouping. Are we going to do anything about that? Yes?
Take it out.
Okay, the grouping. We're giving those who missed the opportunity to fill out the survey related to our groups. Here it is right here. And we don't have the piece of paper, but you could take a...
We have some, actually.
We have some. Oh, they do have some.
Yeah, so last week we had a survey.
Right.
A very simple survey just to find out the landscape of where the saints are as far as being grouped, and also for those that would like to be grouped but are not. And if you weren't with us last week or you didn't get a chance to, you can just put your camera on that QR code, and maybe while Oswald's doing the announcements, you can fill out that form.
Okay. And then one of the questions in the survey says, if you don't have a group and you would like to be visited, you could also put that in there and put your name in there. And we agreed to get to them at least this week, within the next 7 days, right? Okay.
And some saints are out for different services this morning. Right. You can share the link at the bottom of this screen, just taking a snap of the QR code actually won't help because they need their device to scan it, but it's showing up on their screen. So rather, there's a short link that you can share with them if they're not here and have not filled out the form. That way, we gather more responses.
Okay.
And we'll also email it tomorrow.
Amen.
And yeah.
Okay. Great. Okay, the time right now is 11:41 or 2, one of those. And we're aiming to get out of here in five more minutes. Okay, so these announcements real quick. Daylight saving times ends today. It already last night. If your cats or dog or whatever creatures you have didn't wake you up early, you know, it did. Okay. Corporate Lord's Table meeting tonight. All districts of the church in Austin will meet for a corporate Lord's Table meeting at 5:30 on Lord's Day, November 3rd at Congress Meeting Hall. That's here tonight. Okay, and there's a Zoom link because there'll be some particular fellowship. Community Sisters Tea Time in the Homes, November 10th. That's next week. There will be a Community Sisters Tea Time from 3 p.m. on Lord's Day, November 10th, in various homes around Austin. And there's a sign up. You can join in there, sisters. Corporate prayer meeting, November 20th. On Wednesday, November 20th, there will be a corporate prayer meeting. That's in about 2 weeks from now, 2.5 weeks. Prayer meeting of the church at the Congress Avenue Meeting Hall at 7:30, followed by some special fellowship. It is requested that all the saints do their best to attend this one prayer meeting, okay? November 20th, put on your calendar, put on your reminders, November 20th, all right?
Amen.
Winter 2024 semi-annual training is December 23rd to the 28th. The deadline was October 30th, that's already passed. But you can still sign up, is that right?
Or no, you
can't. That's it. Oh, it's a firm deadline. Doors are closed, but another door will open up soon. Okay, it'll be a video training. So 2024 International Thanksgiving Blending Conference, the 2024 International Thanksgiving Blending Conference will be held in Atlanta, not too far from here. Detailed information regarding the conference can be found below in the upcoming events section, okay? So if you plan to attend, please sign up at the following link below. Final Olympic Games Gospel Trip, OL5, okay, is below here. And the Shepherding Trips report. Now, after the Gospel Trips, we're sending out Shepherding Trip reports. And so there's an attached PDA. If you go down to the bottom, there's a PDA there. PDF. You can open up, and it's a quite good report of what's going on currently and how things are progressing. All right, and one more related to your children, I think.
Yes.
Did you get that one?
Yeah.
You got it? Okay, here we go.
Okay, toddlers can be picked up from cabin 102, and the rest of the group are in the back 40.
Okay, and then parking. College conference, young people and serving ones and other hungry ones will be coming here in about 15, 20 minutes. So if we can do our best to try to vacate the parking lot before 12, that'd be excellent.
Amen.
Okay?